You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The Taco Man is still banned for the night, but we had UFC Fight Night 96, Lineker versus Dodson. In the main event, John Lineker eked out a split decision win over John Dodson. So definitely an interesting matchup for the flyweight division. And I think John Lineker is probably in line for a title shot with Demetrius Johnson. So that's a solid win for him, and we'll see what happens in that fight. You got to lean towards the long-reigning Johnson. In the co-main event of UFC Fight Night 96, we had Alex Oliveira, and he scored a KO after three rounds, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, to Will Brooks, who was a former Bellator fighter who actually held the championship in Bellator. So that's a solid win for Alex Oliveira. We had an upset win by Zach Otto. Of course, another Zach. He had to win that fight. And he beat a longtime UFC vet, Josh Berkman, by a split decision. So overall, I mean, an interesting night of fights. Former champ Nate Marquardt, he got a KO win over Tamden McCrory, and that came in the second round, 4 minutes and 44 seconds. Overall, not too bad of a card, but it kind of is in the shadow of a massive event. The very first UFC card in New York, UFC 205, headlined by Eddie Alvarez versus Conor McGregor for the lightweight championship of the world. I mean, this card is just about as stacked as it gets. You know, we have Tyron Woodley defending his welterweight belt against Stephen Thompson. And that's a fight that is really 50-50, as is the main event. I mean, Joanna Jay taking on Karolina Kowalkiewicz. I mean, I butchered her name, but she's undefeated. They're both undefeated. Between them, they've won 22 bouts. And that's for the strawweight championship of the world. A lot of people probably don't know strawweight is 115. So that's one of the most recent additions to the UFC. Chris Weidman, former middleweight champion, 13-1, taking on Yoel Romero, 11-1. And that's another one of those fights that really could go either way. So the card is just stacked with these type of fights. Frankie Edgar taking on Jeremy Stevens. Rashad Evans making his middleweight debut, which is you got to kind of scratch your head at that, because usually when a fighter moves down in weight at that age, I mean, he's in his mid-30s now, and he's taking on Tim Kennedy, and that's always kind of not exactly what you want to see. I mean, Roy Jones moved down late in his career, and that didn't really end up so well for Roy Jones. I mean, your reflexes slow when you add a bunch of weight and then try to come down, and it really just kind of messes you up psychologically. And that, I mean, this card, I think it is a bigger card than 200, which was supposed to be a massive card for the UFC. And I think that about wraps up the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO.
All right, Zach, I appreciate that. Let's actually stick it with a little bit with UFC 205, because I do want to talk about it's on the surface, it's actually quite a landmark event. You know, UFC 200, they tried to get Conor on that, and that didn't work out. They tried to get Rousey on that. That didn't work out. At the time, 200 was, you know, it looked like it was going to be the UFC's baby. It was going to be their biggest event. And then New York allows them to put on an event. They're in Madison Square Garden. Talk about the significance. Obviously, sports people across the world know how important it is to how important Madison Square Garden is to the sporting world. But what does it mean that UFC got in there?
Well, it's been a long battle. I mean, throughout like the entire history of the UFC, they've been trying to get into New York, because that is the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. It's considered that. I think now you'd say Vegas is probably the biggest boxing city, but historically, New York is seen as like the mecca of boxing. So for them to get in there is definitely a big deal. And there was years and years of legal battles. And I mean, it's one of the most historic venues in the world. So there you go. I mean, it's a huge deal in the this card. I can't see it selling less than 2 million pay-per-views.
And how much of that is Conor McGregor? Because he's become such a polarizing figure, not only in the UFC, but in the sports mainstream in general. We've all seen it. You know, Conor throwing bottles, a guy at the press conference, I forgot who it was, talking smack and challenging him. And Conor's reply is, "Who the F are you?" And he's just such a polarizing figure. How much of, if you remove Conor McGregor and Eddie Alvarez from this main, from this card, is it still a $2 million show?
Oh, no way. I mean, I don't think it'd sell a million without Conor. He, I think, is at the point where any card he fights on is guaranteed to sell over a million. I mean, he set the UFC record with his first fight with Nate Diaz, which was 1.6 million. And then he broke that record with 1.65 million against Diaz in the rematch. So he's definitely the biggest star that the UFC has right now. And a lot of it is just his mouth. You know, he talks a lot. And like you said, he's polarizing, but he really draws a big crowd. And I think he's a guy who stood up for himself, and he's getting paid close to what he should be getting paid. And at the end of the day, he's probably going to be around for a long time because he has this type of pull with the UFC now.
You know, obviously his mic skills, second to none, at least in the UFC. But how much of an investment is he when it comes to fighting? Like, obviously, Conor is a big draw. But how much of it is actually his fighting that is the draw? Because we've seen him have some great fights, but really until he fought Diaz, there hadn't been that one staple Conor McGregor, or there hadn't been many staple Conor McGregor matches other than when he did win the title. So how much of it is the novelty of Conor McGregor as the pre-fight guy against the Conor McGregor once he's in the cage?
Well, I mean, I think it actually does have a lot to do with his fighting style too, because if he did all that he did and then went out there and laid and preyed on guys, you know, he just took guys down and laid on top of them and scored points, I don't think he'd be nearly as polarizing or popular as he is. It's the fact that in 20 wins, he has 17 knockouts. Like, he has a lot of power, and a lot of his punches have a lot of accuracy to them. So I think that plays a big role, because when you watch him, he has an entertaining style. I mean, it's mostly a boxing style, but he throws in like some random kicks, and I think that it all goes together. I mean, his persona is what's selling more than anything, because that's how it is for any fighter, but it's the skills that he has that actually back it up. And he's going for something that's kind of unprecedented. He's trying to, in UFC, a lot of guys aren't winning titles in multiple weight classes, and he'll be one of the few in history to actually do that if he pulls this off.
You know, Zach, we talk about how big 205 is. From what you can gather, is the UFC disappointed that Ronda is not on this card?
I think they're a bit disappointed. I mean, they're still going to have, like, Conor is actually a bigger seller than her. So I think if they could have chosen, they would have chosen Conor. But definitely if she were on the card, it would have sold even more. So they got to be a little disappointed with that. But, I mean, this card is already loaded as it is.
All right. We've been talking MMA here on the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO. You can find them on Facebook and online at WBOboxing.com. The leaders when it comes to boxing and everything associated with it. We've been talking UFC 205 and all that with Zach Attack Young here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.